One of the nice things about hand balancing training, for example, is I'm doing the same thing each time. That can show a lot of different things about my lifestyle, where I'm at in my life, because I've got a frame of reference. It doesn't really matter what you're working on, if it's weightlifting, surfing, martial arts. When you're doing that same thing over and over again, you get like a frame of reference for where you're at. So if I show up and I'm like, my sleep's been poor, or there's something that's stressing me out in my life, I get an opportunity to see that based on how my body responds.
It's a special place, not because of the walls or the weights or the decor, but because of the characters that hang out here. I'm Jake Waring, and my family has been empowering our community's journey to optimal health and fitness for generations. We are a family, and we help other families. And this is the pursuit of excellence, meaningful results, genuine connections, and having plenty of good laughs along the way. This podcast embodies all those principles. Join us each week as we share stories, insights, and tips that may help you reach your fullest potential in mind, body, and spirit.
Finally, live with Kyle Carpenter.
Super excited. Yes, Carpenter.
We've been wanting to do this podcast for quite some time now. So
yeah, we've been kind of like dancing around it a little bit. So I'm excited to like be here and be doing it with you. This is awesome.
And you're kind of a newcomer here to Waring's Gym, but also Virginia Beach in general.
Yeah, we, my wife Laura and I moved here at the end of 2023. So we've been here for a little while. This area was like my vacation spot growing up because I'm from Winchester, Virginia. But living here now has been really, really nice. So getting to know the community and super excited being more involved with the gym.
Yeah. What was life like before you moved here to Virginia Beach?
So I went to Shenandoah University in Winchester, and shortly after I graduated there, moved out to San Diego. I was in San Diego for about 9 years. And I had never been there prior to moving there or anything like that. I literally got done with college and just packed up my car and was like, I want to go try something out. And I think I freaked my family out a little bit, but, made it happen and was lucky enough to stay there and meet a lot of cool people and do that. But
you moved around a lot, right?
A little bit. I was born in Guilford, Vermont. So my dad's family was from there. But we moved out of there when I was 8 and then was down in Winchester. Went from Winchester to San Diego and then from San Diego here. So it's a lot of different areas, kind of like culturally, which is cool because it's like a wide range of experiences. But yeah, it feels like different stuff.
Is there any fear of like leaving something familiar to go?
Oh, man. I mean, live? I think anytime you're leaving something familiar, it's like it's challenging. I remember when I left Winchester to go to San Diego, and now when I've left San Diego to come here, it's like you do miss certain things of anything that you like kind of leave behind to some extent, but then you also have to think about like, what am I expanding with?
Yeah.
Like I think about people that I met in my life in, whether it was Winchester or San Diego, now here, like I couldn't imagine my life without those experiences too. So it's like, yes, you're leaving some things behind and there's like a challenge with that, but there's also like a lot of expansion that happens with that, and it kind of enriches your life more than it takes away from it, I think.
You're the kind of guy who seems to find like a lot of the good parts of being in a certain area.
Try to.
With San Diego. Did you ever feel like there was something missing?
In San Diego? I think there's things, quote unquote, like missing no matter where you go. I loved living in San Diego. I love living here. I think it really is like what you make of it. In San Diego, we were very much in a very busy like city. And as somebody who grew up in a very rural area, I think as I've gotten a little bit older, that lifestyle just wasn't as appealing to me anymore. I kind of wanted to slow things down a little bit, not kind of be in like the rat race all the time type of thing like that. So that was mostly what I was, what I think was missing. And it's been nice to kind of come back and like slow down and kind of feel the adjustments lifestyle wise.
What have you enjoyed about living here in Virginia Beach?
Oh, man. I think really the best part is like, one, getting back to that like smaller community has been cool.
Okay.
Like, everywhere I go, I see people I know. Like you don't feel like just like one like of a billion faces, literally. So having like some consistency and like where I'm able to show up every day, like the people I'm able to see, that's been really cool. And being near my family again has been huge. My mom and both of my younger brothers moved here while I was out in San Diego. So we had a whole country's distance in between us for a while, which made getting together or like staying in touch super, super difficult. And Laura's family is on the East Coast as well. So we've been able to like really have that family time again, which has been huge.
Gotcha. So a little closer to family, more sense of community.
Definitely. Yeah, it's been really nice.
So yeah, I was going to just see if there's any part of your life that really has improved since since coming here.
It's all improvement at the end of the day, right? Uh-huh. Like no matter where, what you end up doing, like you're learning and you're growing. I think some of it has been like learning to slow down. When I was in the city, like everything was so busy and like rushed and kind of like grand almost, that from like an ego standpoint, it felt really good because I would go teach like a yoga class and it was like, you would just show up and there were 35 people there because that was the setting and it felt really good. And I think in a lot of ways it was kind of keeping me from connecting with people because you could just be so busy all the time and you didn't have to like build relationships and like sit down the same way. And so like being here has kind of like reinvigorated that, like, let's just get to know the people around us and like be where our feet are instead of like a billion different places at once, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And we were even just talking about that before we got on too, about being busy over being productive.
Yeah. Like sometimes having a lot of things going on isn't even the most productive thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many times where, just being able to focus here on one thing is hugely important. Yeah, I think in my life, you know,
I think in the world we live in today, it's like a learned skill because we always have our phones, we have our computers, we have, you know, the people in front of us. Like it's hard to be present to like one thing. And if you can do that, I think it unlocks a lot of things for you in your life.
You've been into fitness for quite a while now, right?
I mean, pretty much my whole life, honestly. When I was like a kid, my dad was a competitive bodybuilder. So he competed at like the state level in Vermont. So like I have pictures of me like back in the day of him like holding, like I learned to walk like in a gym essentially. And from the time I was probably like 12 until...
Did he let you go in the gym?
Yeah. Yeah. So there was a place in Vermont called the Fitness Barn, which was exactly what it sounds like. Uh-huh. And it was just like a bunch of weights that people had thrown in there. So I would like go with him and was able to like walk around, very similar to what we see at the gym here, actually, which is part of the reason that it feels so good. Like that whole family aspect is there, but like I grew up around it. And from the time I was probably like 12 or 13 until my mid 20s, like that was all I wanted to do, was I was going to be a bodybuilder. Which is hard to believe now looking at me.
That's how everyone starts.
Yeah, it really is. And then like the whole, like I've always been so into training and just like met a lot of people that kind of moved me in different directions. And I've, you know, I've had mentors and coaches and all these things, but my whole life has definitely been around fitness or movement in some capacity.
Yeah. So when did you start coaching people?
Let's see. It was probably 2013-ish.
Okay.
That I started like doing mostly like bodybuilding, body comp kind of stuff. I had done some competitions myself and kind of worked with people in that context. And then that kind of led me into the area that I am now, which I've been doing, which is more like calisthenic bodyweight style focused, which I've been doing since like 2020-ish. So on the coaching side of it.
So you got a good kind of blend of you know, across the whole spectrum of fitness.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely had a lot of experience. Yeah.
Yeah. And you recently just got married?
Yeah, actually. So like, I guess we were just out in Sedona for like the ceremony like 2 weeks ago. And we had done the like legal piece of it here about a month before that. So yeah, just recently got married, which is super cool. Laura's amazing. I'm sure some of the people who are going to listen to this have met Laura. She's rad. But yeah.
And she's kind of along that same path as well too. She does a little bit more.
Similar. Yeah. We actually met at a yoga teacher training. Okay. So like the relationship kind of like started there, which was cool because we had like that shared interest. And yeah, she teaches classes. We got her coming in the gym now, which is rad.
She's bodybuilding.
Yeah. Yeah. She's aspiring bodybuilder. So I'm super fired up about that. And yeah, it's like, it's nice to have that like shared thing that we can kind of like come back to together.
You know, just because you got into coaching, it's the, it becomes very overwhelming, you know, when you got a bunch of different things and being able to focus in on one person, you know, is really important to be able to spend that time coaching them and
definitely,
and not trying to do too many things at one time.
Mm-hmm. And like, honestly, like the married life has been cool too. Cause it's like having that consistency at home where like we can both like take care of each other too. Like, and I can help her with things. She can help me with things. Like it also allows for more focus on like the things that are important to us too, which is really nice. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And we use, you know, with at the gym too, we're a team, you know, we're a team, but we're also a family, definitely. You know, and a real life family, definitely, where we have actual, whether you call them board members or family members, there's probably that 10 wearings that kind of sit on the board. And, we were just talking about books earlier, mm-hmm. but five dysfunctions of a team. I don't know if you ever read that, but I
haven't read that one.
It could be applied to a relationship as well too. And I think it's a hugely important thing to be able to nurture, relationships over businesses too.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have something Laura and I talk about a lot. It's like, I think we all get caught up on like trying to build a business, but if we all think about how the business looks in our mind, the like really successful business is really made up of like your friends and your community and like people that you want to be around. And so it's not how do I attract customers? It's like, what do I want to do with my like friends and family? And like, how do we make that something that's beneficial for the community? And also like from a financial aspect, I think if you can take some of that pressure off and it makes things a lot easier.
If you were to like, I guess, define yourself as an expert somewhere, how'd you define expert? You had a good expert?
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. I think really like, it's funny. I think expert is just somebody who's been committed to something for a long time. Because I don't really think that it was funny when you asked me what I'm an expert in, my initial response is like, I'm not really an expert in anything, like, which is probably some type of self-deprecation thing that I need to deal with. But like, yeah, I think it's just doing something consistently and you're never really going to learn everything or have all of the answers. So accepting that is probably step one. Yoga is definitely my primary focus. It's been my primary focus for a while. And then obviously that pairs with the like kind of movement that I do, like the training. You've seen me train at the gym. It's kind of a unique thing, like calisthenics, like gymnastic style strength training. But I blend in some of the weightlifting things that I have experience with. It's a hard thing to like define, but I would say it's mostly about like integrity, like whether that's the physical body or the mind, and just sort of like showing up and having that balance of like helping people develop flexibility in the body, strength and integrity in the body, and where those two things meet. I do a lot of hand balancing training, have some clients that I work with on those types of things too. And it's a really fun like opportunity for people to do something that's playful and you can ultimately make things as serious as you want to be. But yeah, I would say like yoga and movement probably under that umbrella are the two things that I tend to focus most of my time on.
Mm-hmm. Jason Bort, our last guest mm-hmm. here, he kind of relates it to surfing, just the action mm-hmm. of going and doing it.
Absolutely.
Right? Like going out and paddling and just seeing nature in general. And I think that like same thing with like, working out is like just the act mm-hmm. of moving your body every day and showing up. And that's where like kind of coaching is important, is someone to basically hold your hand and show you
absolutely
how to do it.
You have to have somebody who's like been on that path to tell you what your like next step is. And I've been very lucky in my life to have like always had people around me who could kind of show me like, or tell me like, hey, this is what this is how you progress this, or this is how you need to regress this so that you can take two steps forward. And yeah, like you have to have, that's also the benefit of the community piece, like mm-hmm. having people around you who can support you and like maybe see areas where you're lacking or have some ability to improve and just sort of like sticking to it. And when you have those structures and that environment in place, like it really is just about showing up and the results happen really without your involvement so much. It's like, I just show up, I do the thing. And like, if I look back over 5-10 years, the results are pretty profound.
Yeah. Do you have a kind of a structure of, as far as like how you, as far as your workout program?
Like myself personally?
Like your training frequency.
It's interesting because I guess somebody who does a lot of yoga too, like I don't really consider that part of my like training because it's different than like the physical aspect. There's some physical benefit to it, but it's not really something that I'm trying to like achieve necessarily. With the like handstand and calisthenics training, that I'm probably like 4, sometimes 5 days a week, depending on like what I'm working on. And so I'll program things for myself, depending on like what's working for me. But a lot of it is just kind of working the same repetitive movements and then seeing ultimately, like initially coming from weightlifting, I had a lot of strength, right? But I didn't have like the openness to like bring the arms up and overhead and like support myself there. So had to go through like a prolonged period of like flexibility training. And now it's a little bit more like skill specific. But yeah, I have like drills and skills that I'm working on. I'll program it for like about an hour or so, maybe an hour and a half training session, and just kind of go in and work those. And it shifts a lot, I would say. So depending on like what my focus is, right now it's one arm handstands that I'm like really focused on. So I'm doing a lot of stuff to stabilize the shoulders, keep the flexibility that I do have while, you know, just kind of doing some prehab work as well.
Yeah. Do you bring any awareness to like your nervous system as well, as far as like your...
Definitely. And one of the nice things about like hand balancing training, for example, is I'm doing the same thing each time. And so that can show a lot of different things about like my lifestyle, where I'm at in my life, because I've got a frame of reference. So like, you know, doesn't really matter what you're working on, if it's weightlifting, surfing, martial arts, like when you're doing that same thing over and over again, you get like a frame of reference for where you're at. So if I show up and I'm like, my sleep's been poor, or there's something that's stressing me out in my life, I get an opportunity to see that based on how my body responds, right? So like, if I'm having a hard time like finding the balance, very rarely is that like a physical thing. Like, you know, a lot of times it's like I'm too focused on something, or like I'm too worried about being productive, or I've got too many tabs open, like we were talking about earlier. And that'll show up in the physical space, which is why like the consistency is super important. So nervous system regulation being like, okay, do I need to upregulate? Do I need to downregulate? You know, we were talking before this, got a lot of stuff going on outside of, you know, training. So like right now I might just need to go for a walk, might need to go for a jog, something where I can like tune out. But if you're not doing those like consistent check-ins, you don't have the opportunity to like receive that information.
Are you tired of feeling sluggish, out of shape, and unmotivated? Introducing Xrcize, the all-natural solution for boosting energy, building strength, and improving mood. Now available anytime at Waring's Gym. Xrcize is a fast-acting, non-prescription solution, clinically proven to reduce stress, improve cardiovascular health, and sculpt your body, all with just 30 minutes a day. Side effects of Xrcize may include increased muscle mass, enhanced mood, boosted self-confidence, and a stronger heart. In some cases, users may experience the desire to wear smaller jeans and post-workout selfies. Talk to your loved one today to see if Xrcize at Waring's Gym is right for you. Join now and take the first step toward a stronger, healthier you.
So the workout, the performance is really the result. Right.
Correct.
For, you know, how well you're basically living your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think that's one of the cool things about like physical training. And like, I know you've done a lot of physical training in your life too. And like, yes, you can see like the end result. You can see like the big lift, or you can see like a yoga posture or a movement. And you have some frame of reference for like what's happening there. Like you can see like, okay, this person's strong, or this person's very flexible. But like, it also is a expression of like commitment to yourself and kind of like that consistent check-in. You can't do those things, like there's no shortcut to it. And so you don't know necessarily what that person's worked through, but you understand it when you're in the presence of it. You're like, oh, like there's a meticulousness to this. There's like an intentionality to this. And that shows up in any type of physical practice. So it's like, it's all physical, but it's also all mental.
Yeah. You can't cheat it.
Yeah.
Right. 100%. You can't just get the trophy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so like, ultimately that stuff's a reflection of like how we live and like where our priorities lie. And like, I think that's what integrity really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever see like, so with handstands, like you hit, like there's a, I guess you're doing one arm handstands now, which is an ultimate like progression. Mm-hmm. Like, is there a ceiling that you start hitting on some thing? I know, like, you know, as far as bodybuilding, you can kind of hit a ceiling a little bit, and you always want to see growth.
Yeah.
Somewhere. It's not always linear.
No, definitely not. I was going to say, if there's a ceiling that I hit, I'll let you know. I don't know if I'm really like at that point. And, you know, I am fortunate to have some people who help me with that are more advanced than I am. So the transition from like two arms to one arm, for example, is a good thing. Like I've been working on like my two arm handstand for probably 7 years now at this point. And I started thinking I was ready for one arm about 6 years ago, which is not how that works at all. I thought I had a really good like two arm handstand, and then I started wanting to progress it towards like other things. And I met with coaches who were like, no, like, you got a lot of time to like put into this. When you get to that point, like that's the ceiling for some people, because their ego can't handle the like, I'm not where I want to be. And so the thing is like, hey, I'm not going to do this. And I had to deal with that in some capacity. But right now it's just, you know, you can kind of endlessly fine tune things to the point that, you know, you want to. It can be hard not to get a little bit too over analytical with it, I think, at times. But
have you dealt with some of that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Especially something
just being that's, too obsessive.
Yeah. Which is kind of something that I struggle with, like in general. So trying to be like mindful of like, am I serving this thing or is it like serving me? Because there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting too, when you, when there's something that's, you know, physical training wise that you become obsessed with, it becomes, it can become negative too. Most time we think of it as like, you know, eating garbage or something like that, which would be our vice, but sometimes overextending yourself on the physical side.
Yeah. And you know, it's like, I've definitely been through periods of my life where I had something that wasn't physical that I needed to deal with that I kind of filled up my time with physical training to avoid. So it's like, you know, I've had periods where I was training like 3-4 hours a day, just myself. And in my head, I was like, I'm doing this good thing for me. It's all health related. And like, it really wasn't, because it was like an avoidance thing. And it was a good way for me to like, be like, I'm super busy all the time, so I don't have to deal with these other things that are, you know, a little bit more challenging to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've learned a little bit over the past couple of years on how to balance your life a little bit better?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I hope so. Yeah. I definitely am still very engaged in like the training and like have a pretty big commitment to that. But I think now I'm more comfortable, I would say, taking like time away from it if I need to. And also, you know, like I said, like by showing up consistently and kind of having that open mind, like you start to realize like, okay, what is the body telling me here? Like, cause you know, tension in the body is very often not just like a muscular thing. It's something that, you know, comes down from, like we said, is there like an imbalance in our life somewhere? I try to be mindful of that. Like, you know, is my training a tool to like perform things physically, or is it an opportunity for me to like check in with myself and see like where I'm at? And my hope is that everybody's thing like eventually reflects that. Right now I feel like I have a good balance. So.
Yeah. And you, I know you're in there early in the gym. How's your sleep?
Sleep's good. Sleep's good. You know, it's funny, cause like I'm 34, but I'm regularly asleep by 8:30. Yeah. So like, same. Yeah, like, you know, I get up very early. I've always been a morning person, like even since I was like a kid, and I like to kind of get that time in for me before like the demands of the day, like pull me away from it. So like, you know, if I get up and I'm up by like 4 or 5 o'clock, like I know I have that time to just kind of like do my thing, and there's not really expectations of me beyond that at that point. So yeah, sleep is good. And like, you definitely notice it when it's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm not getting sleep, it's not good. But that's, yeah, you know, typically you stay up too late, and I'm the same way. I'm in bed pretty early. Yeah,
it's a lifestyle.
Yeah. So it's been good having you part of the gym. You're shadowing right now in the gym, and the team is being real hard on you, which is good. I think you should be.
Great. Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't spent too much time with you, but yeah, you've been in there. And we're, you know, I think we're fortunate enough to make you part of the team, moving forward. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, super excited about it. And yeah, I was actually over there this morning and was hanging out with Jimmy and just kind of getting a sense for everybody and how we're running the classes over there. Honestly, it's just been super fun to see like how people are doing things, you know, what's familiar, what's different. I'm really, really happy to be part of the crew. Like, it's, you know, the training I was doing previously was also a small community. And so it's nice like to already be seeing like familiar faces and know people's names and like connecting even after just a few weeks. Which, like, from a training standpoint, you know, the information and all that is really secondary. It's like, it's nice to see community.
It's kind of easy for me because I've been involved with it for so long, but we probably train about over 100 people a day, and getting to know people.
Yeah.
It can be a little overwhelming because we got a lot of people that go through those doors every single day. How's that been?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, like, I definitely enjoy like the connection piece. I don't think you can be like in the training profession and not be a people person to some degree. Mm-hmm. You know, it's we were talking to, like, I am very introverted, which doesn't come through in like the careers that I have and things like that. But you do still need that like connection piece. I've really been enjoying just getting to know members, knowing what they're working on, what their strengths are. And anytime you meet somebody, it's like an opportunity, not just to like get to know someone, but also be like, okay, like how can we help each other? Right. Like, what do I know that might be beneficial to you? Like, what are you working on that might force me to grow as a coach? Like, I think if you just approach things with that kind of like humility, it's a lot of opportunity for growth on like both ends. And the crew there is super inviting, and it's just been, you know, couldn't have been better.
Yeah. It's funny. You're introverted.
Yeah.
You know, like it's funny getting into a profession where you have to be client facing all the time.
Yeah. And it's a big responsibility. You know, the gym for a lot of people is like the best part of their day. Yeah. And like, I joke with people cause I've had like real jobs before, and know how much you might look forward to that 1 hour at the gym. So like, it's a big responsibility for me to like live up to that. Like that might be the biggest part of your day or the thing that you're like looking forward to the most. So like to hold that space for people is super important. You know, whereas like when I worked more of a corporate job, I could go in and kind of mail it in and not have like the best day or not be as committed. But like when you're responsible for people, you kind of don't have that option.
It's a big responsibility.
It is. It's important. Yeah.
Yeah. We got a great crew over there. It's, you know, like I said, it's a family. It's, you know, and there's a lot of fun dynamics.
I've had so many people come up to me and they're just like, we're super excited that you're here. And I'm like, wow, like this is cool. Like where else do you hear that? You know, like I feel like every business and a lot of places like say, you know, like we're a family here, but like, it's nice to see it like lived out and in action. Cause like, it really is that feeling over at Waring's. Like, I love it. You know,
it's a great place. I'm obviously partial, but, and I think that the cool thing is that there's so many people kind of within the fitness community that comes through there, you know, every day, Katie Kramer, the Heart Space. That's Katie's actually amazing. Probably where I got introduced. Or I think she introduced you to us.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. I actually don't remember exactly how that happened, but yeah, I teach a class over there at Heart Space. You know, Katie's incredible, and she goes there pretty regularly. And so does Dan. And so I think maybe they mentioned it to us. We live right around the corner. So like, it was just kind of like a natural fit, and swung over there one day and I was like, yeah, this is the place for sure.
Yeah. It's been great having you there. So
I'd be interested to hear how, like what you think maybe, cause like, obviously you've been there like for most of your life. And we were talking earlier about kind of like the benefits of like moving around and doing like different things. I also think there's huge benefits to like being in one place and like witnessing like changes and stuff like that. Like, what changes and like kind of things do you see coming for the gym, or if any?
Some future changes?
Yeah. Or like just like maybe over time, like how that experience has been different for like you and the community.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is for us is just consistent consistency. That's what, you know, that's the kind of the name of the game is, you know, like I said, the heaviest weight's just the front door.
Yeah.
And I think we're the standard for how long a gym can stay in business, you know, because it's kind of a fun idea, but it gets, you know, it's your customer facing all the time. And it gets exhausting, and, you know, you can't be the person who gets results. I mean, you can get results for people, but they have to do the work.
Definitely.
I think for us, it's just being a well-oiled machine, you know, and being able to give people a consistent program, make it the best part of their day, and get them results. I think it's continuing to do.
Showing up.
Showing up every day. Yeah. And it sounds really easy, but it becomes, that's where a lot of trainers, gyms fail, is like, it just becomes too tough.
It's not glamorous, right?
Yeah. It's there's a lot of kind of shadow work, you know, within that. And Virginia Beach in general, it's got a you know, I think there's a lot of really cool things happening with the wave park happening down the street, the sports center, just maybe utilizing more of our outdoor space a little bit in general. Also, we got an amazing fitness community.
Yeah.
In general. I mean, there's you train at a few places around town, and that's where the fitness community, I'm not sure if it's always been like this, but sometimes it can be real competitive, but it's, I think kind of sharing it as a collective
Definitely. Yeah, I think that competitive piece is, you mentioned like shadow work. I think, you know, because I've worked in the fitness community in a couple of different places now, and I would say that that's a constant, like across the thing. And, you know, it's sort of that fine line between like, is the competition like driving you to get better, or is it causing like other things to happen? So I like to think of it as like collaboration more than I think of it as like competition, because mm-hmm. there's so much to learn from people. Like, you know, like when I was bodybuilding, I never would have envisioned doing the stuff that I'm doing now, and like vice versa. So like just kind of having that like community that's committed to it and like consistent across it is really nice.
Yeah, there was a point, and this is probably like 10, 15 years ago, where there was like a, somebody said, well, I don't want them to steal my workouts. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a, but you know, when I write a workout, it's like, I have the mindset that this is not going to be the last workout I ever wrote, you know, and it's part of the fun part is like that, that's the creativity behind this, designing programs and designing stuff that actually kind of gets results, is looking at like where somebody is in their life. How do we make this easy mm-hmm. for them to be able to achieve results? You know?
Yeah, definitely. And like, as your interests as a coach or as a gym owner or whatever it is evolve, like, so does what you're sharing with people. And like, you know, it's wild to be in the position that I am now and teaching the things that I teach now, because people who knew me 10 years ago were like, what is this? Like, what is he doing? I'm sure of that. You know, I even feel that way.
Is so, that from like the bodybuilding side?
Yeah, or, like okay. I was a crazy young person, mm-hmm. you know, and like really into like.
Weren't you in a hardcore band?
I was in a metal band for a long time. And like, you know, I think the yoga piece of it, which we haven't like talked about like the mindfulness aspect a whole lot, but like that was something that needed to happen for me, because everything was just like intensity. Like you can see the whites all the way around the eyes, like kind of like clutching, and you can get a lot done with that energy. But you can't get everything done with that energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so that's like, what I was asking about nervous system.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's
learn how to harness it a little bit. All of my identity was kind of built around like push as a younger person, and like the bodybuilding, and like eventually it became like kind of more powerlifting, the music side of it. It all sort of like reflected this, like, I don't want to say like angst, but it was like a intensity aggression, and an aggression. And then what happened with like both yoga and hand balancing was I found that there was something that I needed to approach differently. Like you can't push your way into that stuff. And so you have to almost like develop a softness around these things, because if I try to push into a flexibility pot like pose, or I try to push into a handstand, like I'm really setting myself up for injury. For me, the way I explain it is like that force and that like tenacity, you can think of that with like skill acquisition, or maybe like your ability to like study something. But those more like soft skills and things that we want in our life, like wisdom, like let's say, you can really only get that by like waiting. Right? Like you can't do anything to like fast track that. So you have to like understand that there's like a time and a place for everything. And that's where I think like fitness and movement is such a good teacher of that, because it's like, I can get a lot of positive things when I push. Like I'm thinking like a HIIT class or like a strength training session or something like that. These are beneficial and like necessary things for me. But I can also move in a direction and kind of develop some things when I don't push. And so like looking at that and how it applies to your life, I think is super important.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, that's where being the best part of someone's day is so important, because we know the results aren't coming right away. And that's where being patient really is necessary.
Absolutely. Like you know, even the intense stuff requires patience.
Yeah.
Like if you want to deadlift 400 or 500 pounds, wanting it is not enough. You have to patiently build that skill over time. And yes, it's like intensity, and yes, it's force, but if you lack that patience and kind of more of that soft skill, you're going to injure yourself. And I know that from experience. So, you know, and like, I think all of us who train in some capacity have experienced that in some way.
Yeah. And that's where I think, you know, setting goals is so important, just like what you said about the, you know, handstand and setting a goal to do a one arm handstand, mm-hmm. because that is the ultimate kind of benchmark, mm-hmm. you know, for achieving that. And it's you can't fake it.
No, you can't. And like, that's honestly why I've always been drawn to the physical side of things. And like even the music aspect, it's like, you have to do it. That you can't, like, you can't purchase it. You can't take like a shortcut. And I've always just kind of been drawn to things that have that level of like authenticity. Cause like the more serious you take things, the more it's going to weed out kind of like insincerity, both in yourself and in like the community around it. And so I think that that's a very like valuable thing and something that's super important to me as a person.
Awesome. Well, cool, man. I'm excited that we got on to, we finally awesome. Got on to do this podcast, yeah, and I'm excited you're part of the team, and I'm just excited for, I'm excited for spring. Everything's good. Yeah. So, thanks for being here.
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you all for joining us on today's journey. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and check us out at wearingsgem.com. Also, I would love to hear your feedback, questions, and any topic that you would like to hear more about. Feel free to email me. My email is jake@wearingsgem.com. See you all next time.